David Hochberg joins us, and we've got a lot to talk about. David, how the heck are you doing today?
I'm tremendous, Anna. How are you guys doing?
All right. I'm okay. I was looking at some of the data now from the pandemic home sales and breaking it down here to take a look at who's been buying homes. And I want to get into that too, but I just want to ask you, where are we in this whole housing, buying boom? How would you characterize it?
Well, it's not, it's still hot. It's not nuclear. The core is melting hot like it was the past 6 months. So it's calmed down a little bit, but you're still in the right areas for the right priced house. Houses priced between, let's say, 150 and 450. There's still, in some areas, 5, 6, 7 bidders on those properties because of lack of inventory and low interest rates. So it's still hot. It's not as crazy as it had been. And for all of our listeners out there, my recommendation, if you have a house that you're thinking of selling, and I mentioned this on my show this past Saturday, a lady called in, her 90-year-old parents are thinking about waiting until February, March, and I'm like, well, in all due respect, I'd put them in somebody's house and get that house on the market today and get rid of it. Because it's a hot market today. You don't know what it's going to be in the spring or in the winter.
Super easy to sell a house these days. You're right. And that isn't always the case. So I'm looking at the data now. They say during the pandemic, the typical home buyer was 45 years old, but about a quarter of buyers were in their 30s. You've talked about that a lot. Those first time home buyers got into the market. They tend to earn a little more. They're more educated than the overall population. And they actually spent maybe a little over budget for their house. David, can you speak to that?
Well, you go into a $230,000 home, which is your typical first-time home buyer in this area. Okay, between $125,000, $150,000 up to $225,000, $250,000. That is what you're going to find in the Chicagoland area. I know if you're listening out of state, that seems expensive, but in the Chicagoland area, that's the going market for a first-time home buyer. Okay, and what we're seeing is that they're paying a little more is because lack of inventory. There hasn't been any major home building going on since the collapse between 2008 and 2011. Back, prior to that, they were blowing out cornfields and soybean fields, and farm country was being turned into subdivisions. You haven't seen any large-scale development throughout the entire United States since the collapse in 2011. So you couple that lack of inventory, no new inventory coming on the market. You couple that with low interest rates, couple that with borrowers working from home, right, putting money into their homes. So now they're enhancing their home, so they're not dumping their home and buying a bigger home. They're just making their current home bigger. So you factor all that, and I'll tell you what the secret sauce is that what that article that you sent me this morning didn't state is that the 20-somethings jumped into this market in the largest percentage that I've ever seen since doing this for the past 21 years. Okay, and you throw the 20-somethings getting into the marketplace, that just pushed an overall bloated buyer's market into overbloat station, situation, because that younger demographic was always a demographic that liked to bounce around the city. Oh, I'm going to rent in Bucktown, then I'm going to go to Hyde Park, then I'm going to go to Wicker Park, or I'm going to go over to Andersonville, or I'm going to go to the Gold Coast. That's out. A lot of that demographic we've seen here, and other lenders that I'm friends with have seen jumping into the marketplace buying homes instead of renting.
Yeah, you've been talking about that for a long time. You've been saying that the younger buyers are coming in, they're buying downtown condos, they're buying everywhere, all over the city. And in the past, you're right, millennials were known for buying experiences and maybe not homes. But that's where we're at. Do you see that slowing anytime soon, or where do you think we are with that?
I don't see that slowing anytime soon. I don't know what's gotten into the younger generation, but I love it. I think it's great. They want to own a home. They put pencil to paper and figure it out. I could get into a single family home, or I get into a condo, and the rate's probably going to start in the threes. And when I run the numbers, my home ownership cost, when you factor in the deduction with the interest and the deduction for the taxes, is going to be less than or equal to what I'm going to be paying in renting. So why would I want to put some money in somebody else's pocket? when I could own a piece of real estate and lay some roots. And a lot of what these younger kids are doing, kids, you know, I'm an old man here. I'm 54 years old. You know, what these, it's all like, you know, when I used to walk to school in the
back
snow.
Back in my day, you know, right.
Know, yeah, mm-hmm. Back in my day, you know, we didn't have any damn buses. So, you know, what the younger generation's doing, and smart, you know, they're having their buddies live with them, and they're renting out bedrooms to them, right? So they're buying 2-3-bedroom condos and single-family homes, and, you know, it's coming in. It makes all the sense in the world. I don't know what light went off in the younger generation's head, but I don't see that slowing down until interest rates kick up, and, you know, eventually interest rates will go up. We've been talking about, just like Tom Skilling's going to say, there's going to be snow this winter. It's going to snow eventually. You know, rates will eventually go up, and that'll squeeze some buyers out. But right now, it's all systems go, and I don't see this thing slowing down until rates go up, or when the inventory from the foreclosures, which is going to start hitting, which we've been talking about ad nauseum for a long time, which is going to be happening. It takes 6 months for a court, you know, the court systems in the state are so screwed up and backed up. It takes 6 months to, when it's filed, to officially foreclose on somebody in this great state of Illinois. So come next summer, next spring, you're going to see a bunch of inventory that you didn't see in the past. And that's why I'm recommending to all the listeners, if you have something to sell and you want to sell, sell the doggone house now. Don't wait.
I know you have a message for the governor about the eviction moratorium. I want to get to that in a second, David. But let me ask you this, because during the pandemic, the big headlines all revolved around people leaving cities. And Cranes had an interesting article in the real estate section, I don't know, just a week or so ago, about how the buying in the city is still going very strong, whereas the suburbs has settled down a little bit, indicating that that's not exactly dead. People are buying in the city as well as the suburbs.
Well, again, it's supply and demand, Econ 101, right? The city got hammered during COVID because everybody got tired of walking around in circles in their 800-square-foot or 1,500-square-foot box in the sky in their condo, and there was a huge migration out to the suburbs. So what did that do? Put pressure on the suburban markets because of lack of inventory. Prices shot up. There was a ton of inventory in the city. Dropped the prices down, made it more attractive for buyers. Now that we're looking to get in, it was less expensive for buyers to come in. So now those sitting on the fence, you can buy a condo very inexpensively because of the ton of inventory in the city because everybody was migrating out. Now the equilibrium has kind of hit because the prices in the city were so inexpensive, quote-unquote inexpensive, to what they were prior to the pandemic. People mm-hmm. jumped in. A lot of people from the suburban market jumped in and got their weekend getaway condo downtown, right? You know, they got their condo in the city that they've been waiting for because the prices dropped so much during COVID. So everything balances out. Listen, it's the city of Chicago, okay? No matter right. how screwed up it is, still the city of Chicago. At 8 months out of the year, it's the greatest city in the world. You know, the other 4 months, we all hunker down. You got the lake, you got the arts, you got the sporting teams, you got the food, you got the restaurant. It's the city of Chicago, for God's sakes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's going to come back.
Yeah, and you're seeing people from San Francisco and New York relocate here. I do meet people
that.
You know, it's happening. Hey, before we run out of time, David, I do want to get to the extension of the eviction moratorium. Governor Pritzker extended it to October. Didn't it go into place like March, right when the pandemic hit, March of 2020? I know you have a message for the governor, what you think should be done here. What should be done?
Yeah, I appreciate this. You know, the governor, because I'm sure you're listening and you probably need as much help as you could get. I just want to give you some factual numbers here. The Fed set aside $21.5 billion for the ERAP policy, which is the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Okay, that dropped in December of 20. By the end of January of this year, Illinois was allocated $834.7 million of rental assistance funds. By the end of January, Anna, we have allocated, according to the U.S. Treasury, $566.3 million, okay, or 67.8% of the funds were allocated in the first month that they were available, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the governor keeps saying that we got to get this money into people's hands. My question is, Governor, and other state elected officials, it took you 1 month to get 67.8% of the funds allocated. What the heck have you been doing for the past 7 months that you can't allocate the rest of that money. Okay? And it's very simple. And they keep saying, we can't find people. We can't get to these people. It's very simple. If renters need help, all they have to do is call the Illinois Housing Development Authority. The telephone number is 866-454-3571. And all they have to do is hit number one. And it'll take you to what you have to do to get assistance. What the governor is doing is prohibiting landlords that are trying to sell their property and capitalize on the hottest real estate market, sell their homes. He's prohibiting them from doing it because nobody in their right mind, if you're buying a rental property, is going to buy a rental property with tenants that don't pay rent. Okay? So I understand there are people that need help, but this government in Illinois has done a horrible job. If there's money there, then they're not doing their jobs to get the money out. And I'm going to help them. Okay? It's very simple. If you need help, okay, if the governor obviously needs help because he keeps extending this policy, okay, that homeowners can't sell their homes if they're rental properties because they have tenants in there that don't pay rent, all listeners have to do that are having challenges making their rent payment to get some of this money that's set aside is call 866-454-3571 and hit number one. That's it. And you can sign up for whatever help you need. And I'm not making light of those that need help, okay?
No.
This money has been out there since December of last year, and in 1 month we allocated 67.8%. I find it hard to believe. And why don't I have updated numbers? Because you could thank the U.S. Treasury for not giving out updated numbers. That's the last time they released information. Okay, so I find it hard to believe between the end of January and now, we're not closer to 90%. And I'd love to hear somebody at the governor's office tell us where number we're at and why he's holding up this program and keeps extending it and prohibiting people. And these aren't multinational companies, Anna. You know damn well.
You're talking about the small landlords.
Two- and three-unit buildings that they get the revenue from those other units cannot sell their homes because of this moratorium, because nobody's going to buy a rental property with tenants in there that don't pay rent. It's that simple.
I hear you, David. You make an excellent point. Do you think October is the end? I'm out of time here. I want to get your answer to that. October
Please.
Is when they
I
say.
I thought August was going to be the end. Who the hell knows what this guy's going to do? I'll let you know
we'll
at the end
tuned.
Of September.
Thank you, right, David. I know you will. You. We'll talk to you later.